long passages and rows of doors leading into empty rooms was beginning to make her feel a little creepy.
"It's only a bird, silly," said Edmund.
"It's an owl," said Peter. "This is going to be a wonderful place for birds. I shall go to bed now. I say, let's go and explore tomorrow. You might find anything in a place like this. Did you see those mountains as we came along? And the woods? There might be eagles. There might be stags.
There'll be hawks."
"Badgers," said Lucy.
"Foxes," said Edmund.
"Rabbits,"
said Susan. But when next morning came, there was a steady rain falling so thick that when you looked out of the window, you could see neither the mountains nor the woods, nor even the stream and the garden.
"Of course it would be raining," said Edmund.
They had just finished their breakfast with the professor, and were upstairs in the room he had set apart for them, a long, low room with two windows looking out in one direction and two in another.
"Do stop grumbling, Ed," said Susan. 10 to 1 it'll clear up in an hour or so. And in the meantime, we're pretty well off. There's a wireless and lots of books."
"Not for me," said Peter. "I'm going to explore in the house."
Everyone agreed to this, and that was how the adventures